You're listening to SBS News.
The great Australian dream has long been to own your own home. But skyrocketing house prices, stagnating wages, and lifestyle changes mean it's no longer the reality for many.
Rental's no longer one of those tenures that you might live in for a little while and then move on to home ownership. So there's now more renters in Australia than there are outright homeowners, and that is predicted to increase over the next few years.
That's Professor Emma Baker, Director of the Australian Centre for Housing Research at the University of Adelaide. She's led a study to produce the first and largest data set about the realities of being a renter in Australia. The team collected around 15,000 survey responses from public and private tenants to discover who rents, why they rent, and what the conditions the properties they rent are in.
What we found is a really broad range of income. So it's not just people living in rental because they have to. It's a lot of people who are living in rental because they want to, you know, because they want to live close to their kids' schools, they want to live in a nicer area, they might need to move around for employment. There's also, you know, a whole section of Australians who are living in rental while they wait to save for a home. And then there's a whole lot of people who are in there because they can't afford to get into home ownership.
Professor Baker says while she was expecting jurisdictional differences, many of the problems reported by tenants were Australia-wide.
Rental affordability, you know, was an issue in every state and territory. There's higher problems with affordability in Melbourne and Sydney on the surface of it. But when you think of states like Tasmania and South Australia, wages tend to be a little bit lower anyway.
Of great concern to the researchers were the conditions some of the properties were in.
Between 20 and 25% of all rental dwellings were really hard to heat in winter. And, you know, more than a quarter of rental dwellings had problems with mould.
Leo Patterson-Ross is Chief Executive of Tenants Union New South Wales.
The big three that we hear about, particularly from private renters, are evictions, repairs, and when a landlord is threatening the bond or making a bond claim. That's about 60-70% of our work.
He says Australia's rental laws, as well as the lack of available affordable housing, means there's a large power imbalance between tenants and landlords.
Primarily, this is around how easy it is to evict a tenant. And in every state and territory, a landlord can evict a tenant without any reason. In Victoria, that's been limited to just at the end of the first fixed term. And Tasmania also has a limit on fixed terms. Queensland's bringing that in. But you can always be evicted without there being any good reason. And that's the real reason that they can evade the various terms of the agreement, like repairs, because they always have a trump card to say, well, I don't actually want to deal with you and your request for repairs. I'm just going to find someone else who is happy to accept the property as it is.
It's something Laura Velloff experienced in her almost 15 years as a renter. Unable to afford to buy a house in Melbourne, she lived in several rental properties in the city's inner north, often being forced to move out because the landlord wanted to sell or had raised the price. But her most stressful ordeal came when she and her partner rented from someone they knew.
He lived in New York, so we didn't go through an agent, and he was like, just look after it for me. I won't put the rent up. You know, I really appreciate you guys being there.
While no heating or cooling system was installed in the property until Laura and her partner agreed to pay for half of it, she says the arrangement worked well for 5 years.
During that time, he said, stay there for as long as you want. But then he called my partner and said he wanted to sell the house and he didn't want to sell it subject to our tenancy. And that was when I was 8 months pregnant. And Greg, my partner, was about to go overseas for 6 weeks.
Their landlord only gave them 30 days to move out.
I did some research into whether or not he could actually, like, evict a heavily pregnant woman. And there was like no protection for us whatsoever.
That experience was the main motivation behind Laura and her partner cobbling together enough money for a deposit to buy a house in regional Victoria.
So I was talking to someone the other day and they said, oh yeah, you can make all these changes to it. It's like, no, it's not even that. It's actually just the security of knowing that I cannot be made to move out of this house. by someone who does not give a crap about me or my kids or my partner. And I can't imagine, like, for most people, that's what it's like all the time.
Leo Patterson-Ross says it's clear that the minimum standards for who can rent out a property and the condition that it's leased in need to be lifted across the country.
There are some key features of housing that we just know are required for a workable renting system that works for people throughout all their stages of life. And these are having a place that is relatively energy efficient, that you can heat and cool without having to spend a fortune, that is well sealed, well ventilated. These are all things that have potential impacts on the cost of living in the home, but also real costs of health, real costs of your ability to engage in the rest of society, to go out and work, and all the things that we expect in our community.
But he says that will require a big shift in how housing policy is approached in Australia.
At the moment, really, that the way that government views the regulation of the rental sector is that it's primarily a financial instrument for investment. It's somewhere that people put their money in, and government works quite hard to protect that investment to make sure that it's a positive return. And the provision of housing that's actually genuinely affordable, that's safe, that's a good home for someone to live in, is a secondary concern. We really need to switch that around.
Professor Emma Baker is optimistic that Australia's already on its way to making some changes. And she hopes the Australian Rental Housing Conditions data set will prove invaluable in better informing the policy, community support and infrastructure spending to get there.
Victoria's led the way in terms of their minimum standards in the rental sector. But all around the world, countries are getting to this point where they work out, you know, you have to provide a minimum quality of living for people in the rental sector and in the broader housing market. So I think we're at the very precipice of a big change to the way we think about rental in Australia. And there should be improvements coming in terms of condition and quality.
Amy Hall, SBS News. We'll be right back.